Well, Daryl, despite the rain this morning, these are the dog days of summer. Let's talk about the markets and how is it holding up with all the heat we've had in the past few weeks.
You know, we saw fed cattle markets and box beef markets appear to bottom early in June. And the real question all summer has been, could we hold on to those lows through the summer? Box beef made another rundown and actually put in its low about 2 weeks ago. Fed cattle prices held at the previous June lows. And the good news is it looks like we have made our low for the summer. We've held up better than most people expected, and so we're set to go into the fall now and think about what lies ahead for the rest of the year.
Okay, and let's talk about the rest of the year. Let's start with our feeder cattle. What's the situation there?
For, you know, feedlots have been placing a lot of cattle this year. As prices went up in the spring of the year, they used that money to buy a lot of feeder cattle. That they bid up feeder cattle prices. For the rest of the year, now they have to find a way to sell those cattle. They're going to be facing some higher break-evens, but we expect fed cattle prices to move back into the upper 90s. That'll just about cover their break-evens. So the feedlots have a chance to cover break-evens, probably not make a huge amount of money, but at least they won't be facing losses as severe as they did for many months last year and the year before.
Okay, now what about stockers? Good situation there?
A pretty good situation right now with the stockers. If you look at the price levels in the market, there seems to be some opportunity for stockers. Obviously, we've gotten a little rain this past week, and so, you know, it's going to help things out in terms of those folks that want to put in early fall forage, or at least think about it. There seems to be some real opportunity there for stocker producers. Prices are high, purchase prices are high, but right now there's an opportunity to lock in a decent margin on these stocker cattle.
Okay, and what about cow-calf operations? Anything good there?
Cow-calf producers really are sitting in the catbird seat. You know, this entire market is being driven by tight cattle supplies in general, and the source of that, of course, is the cow-calf industry. The market's going to take care of itself in this case. We're going to sell cattle at pretty high prices. Calf prices right now in summer are substantially higher than they were a year ago, and I think they're going to stay relatively high as we go into the fall, even with some seasonal pressure from our normal fall run. So cow-calf producers are in pretty good shape from the market standpoint.
So a pretty optimistic time all around right now.
It really is. You know, we've been building or pulling down cattle inventories for several years and working our way into this situation. What we're seeing now is the benefits of that in terms of limited supplies is really supporting prices across the board.
All right. Good information as always. Daryl Peel.